Hello. I haven't been on here in forever and ever, so I figured I'd pop on. I'm just leaving a work event. There was a wedding, and my best friend and her husband were there as guests, and I was working, and I realized I was like, the importance of just letting go and having fun and spending time with people who really matter is so enormous in our lives. I think a lot of the time we get so busy doing things that don't fill our cup that we forget sometimes to do the things that do. Like she lives 25 minutes from me, and I haven't seen her in like a month at least before today, and that's ridiculous. There's no need for that. I should be seeing her every day because you know what? Spending time with her makes me happy. And this happened to be a work thing, so it made my work day a lot more fun just having her close by. So I wanted to remind you to think about every day how you're filling your cup. I actually made a video the other day about the same thing because I took my dog for a walk in the woods. It's October here in New Hampshire. It's beautiful. All the leaves are changing and it's starting to really look very fall-like. And so I took my doggie for a walk. I've been so busy, I haven't even been doing that. And I was like, this is filling my cup up again. I've been forgetting myself because I'm just working. And that's not good enough. It's not good enough. We really need to honor ourselves enough in whatever way it may be. It may be just savoring that morning coffee or sipping a glass of wine at the end of the day or eating that rich, decadent chocolate. Whatever it may be, make sure you make time for it. Make sure that you're taking care of you. Make sure that you're filling up your cup wherever you need to or however you can. I think it's very easy to let go of that. But I am starting a group life coaching session soon. I haven't set the dates exactly yet because I have a few more weeks at my. Excuse me, I'm bouncing on everything here. When it rains here, all the roads get really extra bumpy. But we, as soon as my Monday through Friday job is up, it's probably the end of October, I'm going to be working on getting some life coaching groups. I think I'm going to have one for teens and one for parents of teens, and then just one general accountability kind of group where we're going to be doing weekly code, like little laser coaching sessions. It's where you can bring your issue, your whatever you're working through. We can do some little mini coaching. And hearing other people be coached is very beneficial in a lot of ways because we all kind of have the same wounding, they have the same stuff. And almost every time I've ever been to a group coaching or listened in on a group coaching session, I've been like, oh my God, that just happened to me, or that's happening to me now, or oh yeah, I remember one time, you know, and it's not necessarily the story's exactly the same. But that something like that. And so the coaching really is very beneficial in that way. So I'm going to open some of those sessions up. Probably those three different groups I think would be good. And then that will be a good start. And then yeah, I'm going to also guide Yoga Nidra. I already started that on Wednesdays. That's like a sleep yoga. It's super soothing. It's like the best nap you've ever had. It's only about 20, 25 minutes, with a quick little like reminder, you know, of how to take care of yourself and how to treat yourself the way you deserve to be treated. So that's a great thing as well. So if you want in on that, let me know. Reach out. My website is outsidetheboxacademy.online, and I will see you all there. Talk soon.